Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here we go. Garbage day at the ranch. Sig Sauer Studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile Command and Control Center. Microphone on fire. X Insurance presenting it all. Before we get going today, I just want to let you know I'm excited because if you're watching, Greg's going to tell you how to do that if you've never done it before. The Patriot Mobile activation sim is here. During the show today, I'm going to actually activate my iPhone here, and boom, we will be Patriot Mobile by the time this hour is up. PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Use the same promo code I do, AAR. Get free activation. Tear it up. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing, my brother from another mother?
Not too bad. Here we are.
Here we are. It's Wednesday. It's garbage day. What day is garbage day in Dallas?
Depends on where you're at. For me, it is Tuesday and Friday.
So you have it two times a week.
That's
pretty cool. We got it. Well, I used to have it two times a week in Florida, too, but only one time around here. So you need two cans because, you know, a week you can do a lot of garbage damage with one can with a family of four. No
Wednesday's
doubt about it.
Usually recycle day for my neighborhood.
Hey, while we're at it, because it's garbage day, we got a great guest for the hour, Dave Workman. Before we go to Dave, would you tell people where to watch this show in high definition? They can see great picture of Dave while I'm talking to him and participate in the chat and do it all as long as they're not driving.
Yeah, sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give it a click. When that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. Like Mark said, if you're driving, hit that listen live link. And if you've missed previous episodes and you need to catch up, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Boom, that'll get you in. Real journalist and very good friend, Dave Workman. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you today, David?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm here on garbage day. I wonder how that reflects on me.
No, that has nothing to do with the guest lineup. It has to do with the topics, and it has to do with the fact that it is garbage day. Because there's always garbage stories to talk about. We joke about that a lot. No, don't take that personally. You know, I probably should have thought about that, Greg. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, no, Dave, no. So it doesn't, no. Let me say this before we get started. I dug into, I shouldn't have done this, but Jolly Rancher gummies, a bag of Jolly Rancher gummies, and I was eating them during the top of the hour before we were on air. So, Dave, if I come back a couple seconds late and I sound garbled because I'm not timing my chew right, I don't know that I'm going to be able to wait to breaks to eat these. They're addicting, so I'm just throwing that out there firsthand. Let's talk Tulsi Gabbard. You got a great piece on Tulsi Gabbard, and I really want to get your thoughts on this because I'll tell you why. This woman, she confuses me, Dave. Tulsi Gabbard confuses me. I like her for lots of reasons. But I'm real skeptical, and as you wrote, so are others. Why?
Well, back when Gabbard was a Democrat and running for president, she said some things that were, you know, fairly incendiary about gun control, and she supported various gun control measures. But somewhere along the line, according to what she told Donald Trump Jr. in his podcast last week, there was an epiphany. And as she associated more and more with her Democrat colleagues over on Capitol Hill, it suddenly occurred to her that these guys do not have our best intentions in mind at all. In fact, their intentions are not good at all for gun owners or the Second Amendment. And you know, now she's on the record saying that she has really done an about face on this. She's on the campaign trail. she had a chance to talk to gun owners in various states, and she got, I think, probably the lowdown on how gun owners really feel about some of these gun control laws that are being proposed, including gun bans. You know, that's not gun control. That's gun confiscation. That's gun prohibition. And Gabbard, you know, let's be honest, she was in the military. She was decorated. She retired from the, I think, the Army Reserves with the rank of lieutenant colonel. She's very much, I think, a certainly a devoted American citizen. She put the uniform on for us, and you know, she served in some pretty nasty places during her time in the military, and she started serving in government in the state of Hawaii before she was elected to Congress. And although it's never been really detailed, at least anywhere that I've seen it, there is a suspicion that because she started coming around, her fellow Democrats didn't want her around anymore in Congress, and that's one of the reasons she left. Then she left the Democratic Party, and I think that's not really true. I think the Democratic Party left her, just like they left Ronald Reagan and left so many other people, because in their rush to get out to far left field, they forgot that there are, you know, American citizens who may have voted Democrat. They're very patriotic, but they understand that there's 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights, and they're not about to let a bunch of loons step on the Second Amendment. And that's just a theory on my part, but every time I listen to Gabbard talk, whether she's on Fox News or doing an interview or something, I sense that she really cares about this country. And she has come to the realization that she used to rub elbows with a lot of people who don't care about this country.
Wow. Oh, there's the show for the hour, guys. We're going to unpack what you just heard from Dave Workman. There's a lot of meat in there, Dave. Let's go to a couple different angles here. First off, let me just say this. When I listened to Tulsi Gabbard speak, if I knew nothing about her, if I just heard her on a Fox News interview or anywhere she was being interviewed, I would think I was listening to a good conservative based on everything that you hear her say, if I didn't know her history. But I do know her history.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that history, we have to be fair here, guys, and we will. Tulsi Gabbard, let's stay focused on 2A history here. With Tulsi Gabbard, she grew up in Hawaii, a horrible anti-gun state. So she, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, she lives in America, but she lived in Hawaii. Dave, she was not exposed to firearms like you were, like I was, growing up in Hawaii. So this epiphany that she had apparently took a few years. Is it fair to assume that that's where her, I don't know, was it anti-gun or was it just toeing the party line because she was a Democrat? Is that what made her come around? There's a lot to talk about here. What made her come around? Because she pew-pew-pewed in the military and liked guns? I don't know. I think it's far more than that. It's deeply rooted.
Well, I think part of this, remember what the Hawaii Supreme Court announced here about 8 weeks ago, that, you know, they think there is no right to keep and bear arms individually. And I'm sitting here scratching my head wondering, you know, I wonder when the shoe is going to drop on those boneheads, because that's not the way the United States works. And it's going to be up to the U.S. Supreme Court to send them a memo that, hey, it's time to come to Jesus. You guys got to remember there's a Second Amendment. Knock this stuff off. Hawaii has never really recognized an individual right to keep and bear arms. And when you grow up in an environment like that, for example, somebody who grows up in a non-gun-owning house in Massachusetts or Connecticut or New Jersey, and maybe because of a job opportunity or because they just decided to get the hell out of Dodge, they come west, and every third car that's going down the road, there's a rifle in it. And and they say, oh, wow, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah,
and
that's a great point.
Finally, they have a chance to talk to somebody and say, you know, they actually let you carry guns out here. And my reply to that has always been, hey, nobody lets me do anything out here. And suddenly they've come to the United States. And
they
maybe that's what happened to Tulsi Gabbard.
It sounds like that's what happened to Tulsi Gabbard. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to lead us to the break. We've got about 20 seconds now. When we come back after the break in about 4.5 minutes, I want to quote Tulsi Gabbard from that podcast with Donald Trump Jr. and let you hear what she said. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, Dave, because I believe what she is saying. And when you look at her history and what has happened to the Democrat Party, those pieces of that puzzle seem to fit into place. And we'll continue the conversation with Dave Workman. Why Tulsi Gabbard? What's the big deal with Tulsi Gabbard? Well, you know, maybe Tulsi Gabbard's looking for a spot on a ticket. You never know. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Special guest Dave Workman today will be back in the 6 Hour Studios on the Patriot Mobile mic. It's all brought to you by X Insurance right after this. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show. Indeed, Mark Walters here in the 6 Hour Studios on the Patriot Mobile microphone. X Insurance presenting it all. At some point during this hour, maybe the second hour, I'm not sure. It depends on what's going on during the breaks. But I will be activating my Patriot Mobile service while we're on the air today, which is great. Been looking forward to that. Finally got that taken care of. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, is being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Let's welcome back Dave Workman. Dave Workman out in beautiful Washington State. Sadly, very left-wing Washington State, but a very beautiful place out there in Bellevue. Dave, welcome back. I want to go to your column here because you have some quotes from here, from Tulsi on her podcast with Donald Trump Jr. Probably, she said, she's talking about growing up, ladies and gentlemen, in Hawaii, quote, probably one of the most restrictive states for gun ownership in the country. And I've got to tell you, she said, as time went on, and I spent a lot of time, especially over my campaign for president in the year since, with a lot of folks in New Hampshire and Iowa and different parts of the country who had a very different experience than I did growing up. They raised a lot of concerns around some of the things that throughout my time in Congress had all been coined as, well, this is common sense gun safety laws. This is well-intentioned in order to try to make sure that our communities are safe. She continues, that's a pretty compelling argument. But as with many things in Washington, as you know well, once you start peeling back the surface, you can understand that for a lot of folks who are using those words, they don't have good intentions at all. And then, Dave, you put in, then she lowered the proverbial boom. Quote, their real objective is to try to get rid of the Second Amendment and take away our right to own firearms and our rights to defend ourselves. And even more pointedly, especially where we are now and where the Biden-Harris administration has taken us, our founders intended the Second Amendment to be a check on the abuse of power by a tyrannical government. Dave, whoa.
Yeah, well, you know,
read into that.
I transcribed her remarks personally. I listened to that interview, it runs like 3.5 minutes or something, over and over again, stopping, pausing, writing stuff down. So it's as accurate as I could possibly make it, and I think it's 100% accurate. But what she said, regardless of her background, let's skip that she used to be a Democrat congresswoman, you know, right. All of that stuff. Just I set that aside as a journalist because what she said really rang a bell. It's like sending a flare up. Here's a woman who, for all intents and purposes, she has burned every political bridge she may have had with the party that she left. They ain't going to want her back. And she has just laid bare her belief that her former colleagues really don't have our best interests at heart, and that they really are intent on destroying the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And I don't know about people in the rest of the country, but where I come from, them's fighting words. And I think she was very eloquent in the way she presented it, and yet she was very forceful and brutally honest, I think, about what's going on Capitol Hill. You know, you've been watching this as at least as long as I have as a journalist over the years, how this gun control thing has unfolded, no matter what those people get. And I'm talking about the gun prohibitionists. And they're not gun control people anymore. They're gun prohibitionists. No matter what they get in terms of either political victories or maybe some concessions, they always come back for more, and they always call it, well, this is a good first step. And long when I was about ready to put on big boy pants, it occurred to me, well, wait a minute. What do you mean it's a good first step? Wait, where are you going with this? Mm-hmm. And they'd never really tell you, except, oh, I support the Second Amendment, but. And I remember when I was in, I think, sixth grade, we started studying the history of the United States, the Constitution, and I read the Second Amendment, and then the word but doesn't appear anywhere in there. And suddenly, my light, the old Ford light bulb from the commercial went on when I was a very young guy. And even though in my, I'll confess this, the first time I was able to vote for president, I voted for a Democrat. And it was the last time, too, because somewhere, I think in my college years, I started wising up a little bit, and then I got out into the real world. My first job was with a weekly newspaper as an editor. I spent a lot of time riding around with police and sheriff's deputies, because that's where you get a lot of your news reports. I'd go to crime scenes. I'd read court documents and arrest reports, all of that stuff. And it really occurred to me that the people who are talking about fighting crime by cracking down on guns don't know a damn thing about what they're talking about. They really, really don't.
And they don't know a damn thing about guns either.
They
simply don't. But a couple things in her statements. And ladies and gentlemen, the next hour, I'm going to try to play that full 3 minutes and 15 seconds for you in the second hour of the show today. But I have to ask this question when I read that and when I watched her, or listened to her, I should say. I thought to myself, is she going far enough? And here's what I mean by that. It clearly sounds like she is, that she knows something, maybe more than she's saying. Does she have, I wonder, because I have to believe behind the scenes, Dave, those conversations exist. Look, we're going to go after guns. We want to get rid of these things. This is the way we're going to do it. Because it's a game plan based on what you just said. It's always a great start, is what they say, right? They mm-hmm. like that word yeah. start. It's a great place for us to start. We didn't get everything we wanted, but it's a good start. Murphy, if I had a dollar for every time Murphy and Blumenthal and the rest of that ilk has said that, I'd have all my money back. But yep. I wonder if Giffords had sat down, or Gabbard, excuse me, Tulsi Gabbard, if Gabbard had sat down in meetings with Democrats and knows more than she said here and just didn't want to say it all and kind of got it out so she has some plausible deniability. You think she knows? You think she sat in those meetings? How deep does her knowledge go here?
Something that I have had to remind a few people about way back in the days, more than 20 years ago, when I sat on the NRA board of directors, and people would later come to me and say, I heard about all of this, and I know there's a secret plan to that. And I would say, hey, look, dummy, I was in the room. That never happened. Right. Well, Tulsi Gabbard can say, I was in the room. The rest of us can't. So I think you're on to something. She sat there and she listened to these folks, And, you know, she is a very bright woman, very intelligent. I would never say otherwise. And she heard these guys saying, well, yeah, let's do this. And she said, no, I'm not going to be part of that.
Exactly. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue this conversation because her words were very telling about the Democrat Party coming from somebody who was a Democrat for many, many years. We'll be right back with Dave Workman.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yes, Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision. Mark Walters, 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile, Command and Control Communication Center microphone lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Remember, the raffle is going on over there now for that $5,000 Daniel Defense rifle. And boy, I'll tell you, it's a beauty. You can go check it out over there at DanielDefense.com or TheDoubleDFoundation.com, TheDoubleDFoundation.com. And guess what happens when you head over there and do that? You can buy a ticket for $25 or you can buy 5 tickets for $100, which is what I did. Probably going to buy some more as we get closer and closer. Armed American Radio listeners won 2 of these last 4, ladies and gentlemen, over there. Some amazing packages valued at thousands of dollars. Could it be you? Only one way to try it. I can tell you, if you don't buy a ticket and support the youth shooting sports at the Double D Foundation, I guarantee you won't win. But if you do, you have a pretty good shot. So make sure to check it out, thedoubledfoundation.org. Dave Workman, welcome back. Back to Tulsi Gabbard for a couple minutes. I want to keep this conversation going for a little bit.
As I said, Mark, I want to make clear to something. I've never met Tulsi Gabbard. Don't know her. I've never talked to her on the phone. None of that stuff. I approached this story as just looking at another politician who seems to have had an epiphany, as we said before, and she has seen the light. Maybe she felt a little of the heat, but she's seen the light, and she was out talking to people. And, you know, if this is all sincere, good for her. I mean, you know, it's nice to have her on our side of the fence.
Well, you have to, because you've never spoken to her, I've never spoken to her either. I would love to have her on the show and may very well reach out to her. But you were forced to take her at her word. I mean, you have to take her at her word. And she goes on, ladies and gentlemen, and goes into great detail. Quote, when you look at what the Biden-Harris administration has done, where they're using the power of our law enforcement at county, state, and federal level in different ways, using the power of the Department of Justice, the power of the national security state, against American citizens, where they have no issue of using the secret FISA court to surveil Americans illegally without a warrant. They have no issues sicking the FBI or other law enforcement agencies against American citizens who've done nothing wrong other than exercise their right of free speech. So over time, my increased understanding, my being able to have some great and honest conversations with Americans who cherish our freedoms, who cherish the Second Amendment, helped me better understand what it really meant. And she did reveal, Dave, as you point out, that her and her husband are gun owners and recently competed in the tactical games for the first time. And she said, I respect and appreciate every American's right to own a gun or not to own a gun. So it sounds like that epiphany is real. Otherwise, why else would she say it? As far as I know, she's not running for any office anywhere. She's not, she didn't have to say it. But there's a lot of skepticism out there, right? The cynic in me says she was a Democrat her entire career. But that's why we're talking about this. People can change their minds, Dave.
Well, yeah, they can. And, honestly, Ronald Reagan proved just how much of a shift in political thought a person can make. And I know a lot of people who say that Ronald Reagan is the greatest president of the 20th century. And who am I? I'm just a dumb newspaper hack. I'm not going to argue with that. Under Ronald Reagan, I saw his policies help a whole lot of Americans. The economy was doing okay. And then you turn around, you look at Donald Trump, and regardless of what people think about Orange Man Bad, and he said mean tweets and stuff like that, we didn't get into a war while he was in the Oval Office. The economy was doing okay, although I know that Biden faithful are saying, oh, he inherited the good economy, or he didn't have a good economy at all, yada, yada, you know, all of that stuff. Some of these people are so delusional about what Trump did while he was in office and about what Biden has done, not only while he's been in the Oval Office, but while he was on Capitol Hill. I wonder if some of those guys shouldn't seek counseling. I'm serious.
No, I don't disagree with you. You know, Reagan, you know, the whole Reagan issue right now is very complicated for a number of different reasons. I'm kind of glad you brought that up. You know, Reagan was pro-gun. He made some great pro-gun statements. Reagan was previously pro-gun control. Okay, Reagan jumped all over the place, but let's put this in the context of the time. This is a different political ball field, okay? There are different, the progressive movement in this country right now is completely different. The Democrat Party is a completely different party than it was back when Ronald Reagan was running for office and back Kennedy. I'm not convinced Kennedy would be a Democrat today, John F. Kennedy. I don't know. Policy-wise, I would guess that he would be a little bit more conservative, but we would put him as a moderate Democrat, which really don't exist anymore. And you mentioned something about Tulsi Gabbard. You said that they don't want her to go back. I believe that she doesn't want to go back. And she's made that pretty clear, whether they wanted her back or not. Do you sense a political motivation here in her statements? Is she vying for something here, would you guess?
No, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know her. I haven't talked to her. She's certainly not one of my Facebook friends. Whether she is or she's not, I still separate that from what she said. Mm-hmm. And her words amount to an indictment of the Biden-Harris administration and all of her former D colleagues on Capitol Hill. You can't go back to something like that because you just burned down the barn. And, you know, those people in the progressive / liberal / Democrat movement, they are capable of being angry at people for a long time. I'm not going to accuse them of hating anybody, but they hold a grudge.
Because they do. I'm not going to go let's leave that alone, but I have to throw that out there.
You know, you've got somebody, let's talk about Tulsi Gabbard for me. If you look at her life history, she's done some stuff that, you wouldn't find a lot of Democrats on Capitol Hill jumping up and down and saying hoorah for that. They might say, we can trot her out and use her to try to prove to Americans that we're not all a bunch of bad guys. And I think former Congresswoman Gabbard, by leaving the Democrat Party in a rather high-profile way a couple of years ago, she slammed that door right in their face. And, you've got to give her credit for that because she didn't jump over and join the Republican Party. She has remained, I guess, as an independent. And I think that puts her in a very solid position. Mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to tap her on the shoulder and say, hey, I just got elected president. Would you like to be in part of my cabinet? She might consider that. I don't know that she'd want to be the vice president. I'm not sure that would be a good idea. But here you've got somebody who has had the guts to tell all of her former colleagues, the people that she used to break bread with, that, hey, blow it out your nose. I'm having none of this anymore.
Yeah, interestingly, Dave, I think that, and I do have one more question for you regarding Tulsi Gabbard when we come back, and then we'll move on to some more of your columns. But fascinating, though, to see, because there are Democrats out there, I've wondered, why are they Democrats? You know, I often wonder, Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she votes. Something tells me today that if Tulsi Gabbard was reelected to Congress as an independent, she's certainly not going to be one of those independents that, quote unquote, caucuses with the Democrats. OK, that would not happen. That would also be a first. But when we come back, I wonder, I want to ask you if Tulsi Gabbard was saying the quiet part out loud. And I'll explain what I mean using her own words. And then we'll shift gears in the final segment with Dave to some of his other work that you can read over at Ammoland.com. Dave Workman, real journalist in Bellevue, Washington, rejoins us for the final segment here in the 6 Hour Studios on the Patriot Mobile Mic, brought to you by X Insurance, right after the break. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, Daniel Defense, we mentioned them in the previous segment. I also want to point out here in the on the Patriot Mobile microphone that our phone is now got the SIM card in it, and it is waiting for activation right this second. So within a few minutes, we'll be Patriot Mobile here at Armed American Radio Ranch. That's a beautiful thing. You can do the same thing. Support companies that support your lifestyle and your right to bear arms. PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code, and you get free activation just like I did. And we're waiting for that thing to activate right now. As soon as it does, I'll let you know, because it's fun stuff. Might be in this segment, might be in the next hour before that electronically does what it does. But we'll let you know. System iPhone is activated. We are officially Patriot Mobile here at the ranch right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty cool. Who will be my first Patriot Mobile phone call? Maybe Dave Workman when we get off the air to tell him how much fun I had with him today. Visit all of our partners, please, at armedamericanradio.com. I'm excited now. Dave Workman, welcome back. We're Patriot Mobile at the ranch now. I love it. Love it. Love it. Fun stuff.
Okay.
Not working with a bunch of woke companies. Hey, let me go back to, right? You got to put your money where your mouth is in today's day and age. Let's go back to Tulsi for just a second, because I want to ask you if she's saying the quiet part out loud. You and I have flirted with this for years, and that's fine. Flirting with it is fine. We don't have, people know what we're talking about here. You don't have to say it. And I'm wondering if that's what Tulsi Gabbard did here. When she said, and our rights, the real objective is to try to get rid of the Second Amendment and take away our right to own firearms and our right to defend ourselves. And even more pointedly, especially where we are now and where the Biden-Harris administration has taken us, our founders intended the Second Amendment to be a check on the abuse of power by a tyrannical government. I'm telling you right now, she said the quiet part out loud, didn't she?
It sort of looks that way, yeah.
It does.
And, you know, I tell you, anybody who watches social media, I'm fairly active on Facebook because it's one way to get all of my news articles out there to all four of my readers. And it just falls to my attention every day. I see a post by somebody who's on my friends list, and I got thousands of friends out there, who will say something that strikes me as being just nuts, that, gee whiz, the Biden-Harris administration, they're your friends, they haven't done any of this stuff, you know, it's all lies what Trump is saying to them. And I have to sit back and scratch my head wondering if they're in an alternate universe, because we have not enjoyed a good economy. Mm-hmm. We have watched our energy prices skyrocket. The cost of groceries has gone up. You know, the poor old traditional middle class can't afford that stuff anymore. And then, you know, as part of this, this movement, you've got dim bulbs like Jay Inslee here, the governor of Washington, mm-hmm. and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, trying to push this green energy crap that it will require people to buy electric cars starting in 7 or 10 years. And, you know, I'm an old guy. I've been around the block far too many times to get sucked in by some of these morons. And, you know, I'm too far along in the in life to just sit back and relax and say, yeah, you know, okay, go ahead and say what you want to say. I have reached the point where I've got to say back to some of these guys, you people are nuts. You're delusional. You have to look at what has happened. Read some of the stuff that our good friend Lee Williams has written, the
phenomenal
gun writer. And he has exposed stuff that I think people have a right to know. And the same with Gutowski over at The Reload. You've got guys out there who are doing what I started doing, 25 years ago, and they're doing a damn good job of it. And you can tell the difference in the United States from when I grew up.
Oh, yes.
To when... where we are now. And I was telling you, we used to have a U.S. senator out here, great guy named Henry M. Jackson, Scoop Jackson. He was a moderate Democrat. He was liberal on social policies. He certainly understood what the Second Amendment stood for. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think that the Democrat Party today would allow Scoop through the door.
No, they wouldn't. I know we've talked about him before. But the days of that, look, there used to be debate in this country that was legitimate debate. And I keep going back to, a classic example in our lifetimes was Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. They hated each other politically, but they were best of friends. They sat down with their wives every Tuesday for steak dinner in the White House for years.
Yeah.
But they did political battle tooth and nail, but they respected each other politically because they were patriots first. Now, I was no fan of Tip O'Neill. I couldn't stand Democrats then, and I can't stand them today. But I can appreciate the way the country was built as a constitutional republic, and that debate, which is healthy. That debate no longer exists coming from the Democrat Party. It's filled with divisiveness, hatred, terrible rhetoric. That's why when I hear Tulsi Gabbard make a statement like that, I say, okay, she's now saying the quiet part we've said out loud for quite some time, because this, she's just told you, ladies and gentlemen, that the tattoo I have on the inside of my arm here, which is the Second Amendment, as Dave pointed out, doesn't have a butt in it, was designed to stop a tyrannical government. And again, Dave, this is why we ask the question all the time, what is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? And the real easy way to answer that is because we're in their way. And that's what Tulsi Gabbard just said. We're supposed to be in their way. That's what the Second Amendment says. Dave, you've got some other great stuff out there, not the least of which, we're pretty much out of time. We've got about a minute, so I'll turn it over to you. But you're talking, you've got some stuff at Ammo Land about the difference between Youngkin and Inslee. Take us to the top of the hour break with that, would you?
Okay, well, yeah, real quickly, Glenn Youngkin, governor of Virginia, he can't run for re-election because of the law in Virginia. He vetoed something like 30 gun control bills here last week. Jay Inslee, far-left Democrat, the green energy guy who didn't even get 1% when he was running for president, he signed into law 4 more gun control laws. And all I did was call attention to the vast difference in mentality and fealty to the Bill of Rights between a guy on the far left and a guy who is fundamentally right for America. And I think I even said that in the headline. You folks in Virginia, you screwed up by not turning out and giving Youngkin a Republican majority last year.
I tell you.
You shouldn't have sat that one out, but you better thank all the gods and all the heavens that you've got that guy in the governor's office for at least another year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, boy, if Virginia would be a different state if the Republicans had both sides. It really would be a completely different state. There's going to be some stalemate there now. But Dave, as usual, fantastic work. You can find Dave Workman. Just Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever. Just search whatever engine you use. Dave Workman, W-O-R-K-M-A-N, journalist Dave Workman. And read him over at Ammo Land and everywhere else that he's in print. He's the veteran, ladies and gentlemen. He's the real deal. He's been doing it for 25 plus years. He's had your back. Dave, I love you to death. Thanks for being here. And happy Easter to you and your family and everybody out in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Greg and I are going to just rip into whatever we feel like because we can. Enjoy your break. We'll see you at 6 minutes after on the flip side. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.